Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
You have a lot of talent. You got a great coach. You got a great general manager. And most importantly, you have belief. Those guys believe that they can win. And let's be real. That's half the battle.
Brandon Tierney.
This is brilliant because I didn't disrespect what matters most to me, the Jets. I didn't disrespect my Jet brethren, but I also am a man of my word. I'm wearing the Giants jersey. Giants can either win on their own merit or lose on their own merit.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All righty, what's happening, everybody? How are we today? It's 10:03 on The Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. Boy, it's been an interesting week. It's been an interesting couple of weeks here. If we have take a little spin on the old emotional roller coaster here with our football teams, the ups and the downs, the euphoria, the anger. And here we are. We're a little tapped out emotionally in terms of that visceral stuff. So now we begin to inch our way toward the pragmatic part, hopefully, of the conversation. I've got a question for you, Teak.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a question for you. I don't know how you can answer this. I've got a question, though. The question for you, as both teams need to and look to take big, big steps from competitive to truly viable for a championship, who's got the tougher offseason?
It's interesting because the Jets are more set to be a team that can play with the best. All they need is a quarterback. The Giants, however, have the right culture, and assuming that they sign Daniel Jones to whatever the deal is going to be, not too punitive to the cap, but fair enough for him for the job that he's done, everything that they asked him to do, he's done. We heard Joe Shane say it 16 times. I know it's homerish, but I honestly believe that Joe Shane has the easier job because the quarterback is more stable. The situation is more stable in New York. It's, again, assuming that they sign Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Because this league has cliched, but it's become always about the quarterback. Because if you have a bad one or a mediocre one or one that's just kind of sitting at average or inconsistent up and down week to week, it is really hard to win. And it's really hard for a team to trust that guy to get them wins. But if you have a quarterback that you believe in, that you trust, that you know is going to come out every single weekend and give you consistency and make plays both with his arm and with his legs, and as he gets better talent around him, he helps lift those guys. I think the Giants, as crazy as it sounds, because when I look at it on paper, I clearly go Jet side. But I think that look what Daniel Jones did this year with what he had this year. So as long as they get most of the other holes right, again, assuming they sign Daniel Jones,
yep.
I think that Joe Shane has the easier job of the two teams in New York because the quarterback is the guy. And you know he's the guy, and everybody believes that he's the guy, and you're not questioning, well, who's taking snaps for us this year? I got to say Joe Shane. I know it's homers, but I got to say Joe Shane has the easier job.
But I'm not so sure that Daniel Jones is the guy, which is what complicates this. Now, when I say the guy, I don't mean is he good enough to be what he was this year. I don't mean that. That's clear.
Yeah.
I mean to roll into San Francisco next year and put up three touchdowns.
Hell, roll into Philly.
Bob's getting there. Roll into Philly next year. You know, roll in against that Dallas defense. Dallas offense a little shaky with Dak, who regressed. But
This is a tricky one for me because what the Giants have, you're right, the Jets never have, that stability right now at the quarterback spot. But the Giants have a lot more holes. And then I look at this, and we tried to solve it yesterday, and eventually it's going to resolve itself with Aaron Rodgers or with Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr. Now, listen, I'm on the record. Do whatever the hell it takes to bring Aaron Rodgers here. Do you realize that the Jets now, not one, not two, three straight seasons, three, they have failed to have a quarterback throw 10 touchdowns or more. 10! Not 30, 10, right? The last time a Jets quarterback threw for 4,000 yards was 1967. None of us were alive. That's any part of the show.
Wait, is that?
No,
is that,
if Dove was here today, he would have remembered.
1967?
Joe Namath, last time 4,000. Nobody threw four. That's wow. It. And by the way, this is pitiful. The Jets have the lowest QBR, the fewest touchdown passes, and a completion percentage of 57% since 2009. So I throw all this not to like, you know, oh,
wow.
the
that's
Jets.
That's shocking.
Look, well, is it though? It's not really what I mean, when you've lived in.
No.
Not.
When I think about the names, it obviously makes sense. But when I think about
the ineptitude?
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. That's almost hard to do. Like if they sat around and said, all right, guys, listen. We're going to play bizarro football. Our intention this year is to be as inept as we can possibly be at the quarterback position. And they tried to craft that plan since 2009 and even really before. But that's the stat that I referenced. This would be hard to do if they tried. So it's funny because yesterday, we're all espousing different thoughts about Rodgers and what should you give up and how much of a possibility is it with the Hackett with the Hackett move, and what would the Jets have to give up? And if not that, Garoppolo, there, all the conversations we've had, we make it seem so easy. Mm-hmm. But we've had these conversations about the Jets before with seemingly other viable options on the table that since 2009 never came to fruition. But then you get to the Giants and you're like, okay, this is a playoff team. They've got the culture, they've got the coach, they've got the gym apparently, and they were a playoff team, but there's holes everywhere and they're miles from being a title
and
team.
And there's a lot of free agents.
True. A lot of their own guys. If you ask me, I'll ask myself that I asked you the question about. I think it is. Allow me to introduce myself. I think the answer is unequivocally the Jets have the easier job. The Jets have the easier job because there's fewer things to do,
yeah.
But it's the biggest mountain to scale. Okay. Get the quarterback.
So you're kind of taking why I believe the Jets have a harder climb than the Giants. To go get, I don't know, depth at guard, at offensive guard, you can do that. There's a lot of good players in the – you can do that. To go get a running back who is dynamic and can make plays out of the backfield but also could be a runner between the tackles, you can do that. Hell, you can draft that if your scouting department is acute and aware enough. To go get wide receivers, there are plenty of them that are going to likely be free agents or want to be traded because they're not going to get paid. We talked about this with T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd and whoever else is out there, these guys that could be on the move. The draft is going to have at least six or seven of them. So you're right. The Giants have a lot of holes, but those holes are easily fillable. And the quarterback one, again, assuming that Daniel Jones gets the deal done, you have to keep saying that because he is a free agent.
Yeah.
You get the deal done with Daniel Jones. The hardest one is solved for the Giants. Whereas the Jets, yeah, they got all the whole thing. Pro bowlers here, all pros at secondary, offensive line should be a little bit better. To get your quarterback is not easy. I mean, hell, we had Ian Rappaport on yesterday, and he's talking about the Aaron Rodgers situation. We're to the moon. Like, oh, he's coming. This is happening. This definitely. He's like, hey, slow down.
Yeah.
Don't assume just because you got Nathaniel Hackett that Aaron Rodgers is coming. Hell, Aaron Rodgers might retire. Aaron Rodgers might stay with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
So like,
he's not retiring. But I know what you mean. Yeah, he's bringing some journalistic responsibility to the conversation. We're going nuts.
You gave the perfect reason why he's not retiring. $150 million.
Correct.
There's no chance Aaron Rodgers is sitting down when Tom Brady is 46 years old and he's still playing. Aaron Rodgers is only 39. But you know what I mean? But getting him is hard.
I know it is.
Right? Getting, even if it was Jimmy Garoppolo, it's hard.
Because
there's other options for all of these guys. So, yes, you're right. It is a player, but that one step is probably the hardest of all of them. Whereas the Giants have a lot of them they got to make. There's plan Bs, right? There's plan B for Giants want to go get a wide receiver from in free agency or trade for a guy. It doesn't work out. All right, we got a plan B. We'll draft whoever from
yes.
XYZ University. And all of their issues have plan Bs. The Jets' plan B is not as clear if you don't get Aaron or Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr, whoever you determine is the best guy for the team.
All right, 877-337-6666. Teak and Tierney of the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. If anything, we are resilient here. So we've already plotted this out. We're already on to, you know, Jay-Z says on to the next one. We're on to the next one. Let's go. Keep it moving, Barber. Keep it moving. All right, let's get to the calls here. First up, we got Anthony in Harlem on the Fan. What's going on, Ant? How are you today?
What's up, Anthony?
Good morning, boys. So I think the answer to this question is the Jets have the easier path. Mm. And here's why.
Why?
Because it's not hard. It's easy. You're Joe Douglas. Do you think you care about and salary cap hell in 4 years?
No,
and gave up to 2024
into 2025. But you can't talk. You can't talk to Aaron Rodgers right now. By the way, this has all got to happen in like the ether.
Oh, you can't talk to him. Right? You're not allowed to talk to him. Right? You're not allowed to talk to him. You didn't say you're fully guaranteed $150 million. And I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. You make this happen, and the money. You guys just hit on it, right? The money is the key. I would talk to his agent and say, "We'll give you another year and fully guarantee $180 million." Come play with the Jets.
Yeah, but that's got to go through the Packers because you can't talk to Aaron Rodgers directly. That's tampering. Now, tampering happens all the time. I read an article this morning.
Not worried about that.
I read an article this morning about how bad tampering has gotten, like to the point where executives and organizations are talking about this. Like, oh, we want this guy. He's under contract somewhere else. But they talk about it and they don't even care. Mm-hmm. And the NFL has gotten really lax with it. And it could be an issue.
Well, I'll tell you what, to the point that Anthony just made, there is a point where you got to, you got to say, deal me in. I'm playing for the duration of the game here. You can't just keep saying, I'll pass. Leon Rose eventually got to do something with these first round picks. Mm-hmm. Joe Douglas eventually got to win. So there is an element of now the pressure, because Joe's done so many good things in terms of other players, but has yet to win and has yet to get the quarterback. It depends how you really process that pressure. But you got to start winning eventually.
Yep.
So when you talk about balancing the books and salary caps and first-round equity and draft stuff 3-4 years down the road, does it really apply to Joe Douglas right now?
Mm-mm.
It shouldn't.
No.
And I think he knows that.
He's got an immediacy.
He's
got
to know that.
That's much more important than, where are we going to be in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt.
No doubt, Teak. 877-337-6666. Boy, I'll tell you. Julius Randle was awesome last night. It's probably why you trade him now. We'll get to that a little later. And obviously, mostly football, championship Sunday. Teak and Tierney right here on The Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 10:22 on The Fan. What's happening, everybody? It is Football Friday. What's good? 877-337-6666 is our number. So what me and Teak are kicking around out of the chute here, when you think about what both the Jets and the Giants are facing this offseason, who do you retain? Who do you let walk? What free agents do you pursue? Who do you target in the draft? What coaches do you lose? How do the new ones mesh? There's so many variables. I mean, there's so much turnover. It's not easy for anybody.
No.
Unless you have somebody like Mahomes and Burrow and you just kind of plug and play, or Brady or Rodgers in his prime. It's a lot easier there. The Jets and the Giants obviously don't have that, although the Jets might have Rodgers at some point, though he's not really in his prime still.
And the Giants might have a complication because Wink is going back for his second interview to Indy. We were just talking about this in the break after Hoff told us because what they need, he brings. Discipline, veteran coach who has a concise and succinct way to make a defense in particular a success, likely translatable to the entire team.
I hope he gets the chance, but I hope the Giants don't lose him.
Me too.
Now that's what's tricky about that. So there's a lot of things at play, and what we're debating is, you know, which team, and certainly neither team's path is easy, but what's the more identifiable road to championship relevance? I mean, it's crazy to go for basically a decade with nothing and now kind of push it into the direction of we're chasing championships. But, you know, even though we haven't been in the neighborhood for a long time, that's still the objective. So I think it's the Jets. Tiki thinks it's the Giants. And no, just not because he's a homer and I'm a homer. I understand where you're coming from. Yes, I wish the Jets didn't have to address the quarterback spot. But when you look at, you know, strength in numbers, I think with this, I think it's actually weakness in numbers. Generally, when you have more holes to fill, the more times you can stumble. Now, the Jets have fewer holes to fill compared to the Giants, but they've got the biggest mountain to scale, which is something they've basically never done in my lifetime. Yeah. Not easy.
Yeah, I mean, I would go the other way. Like, it's a bigger hole to fill. And yeah, if you put Aaron Rodgers in that hole, it's filled up. But if you put anyone else, really, like if you stuck with Zach Wilson in that hole, it's still a big crater, man. So it's a lot to do just to get the right guy to fill that big hole that the Jets have.
All right, let's get back to you, see what you guys think. 877-337-6666. Stanley, New Haven, what's happening? Stano.
What's up, Stan?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Brandon, I got to go with Tiki on this one, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
If the Giants continue to shore up that offensive line and give Daniel weapons some legitimate, Daniel Jones, some legitimate weapon, I think that offense is going to flourish. Now, you don't have confidence in Daniel Jones. I don't know why. He showed us what he can do this year. And as far as the Jets, I think they're going to get fleeced like that Herschel Walker deal trying to get Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, man.
That's not going to happen.
Wow.
That's not going to happen.
That was a bad deal.
They might not get him, but there's no way they're going to get hosed in this trade. Joe Douglas doesn't get hosed in trades.
But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's 39. I mean, is he still the old Aaron Rodgers, or is he going to come in there and do what he always does? I mean, Father Time has a way of telling players it's time to go.
Yeah.
So if the Jets get an old Aaron Rodgers, now you're setting your team back again.
The Jets could get a reinvigorated Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, right? And an Aaron Rodgers with 10 healthy digits, unlike the thumb that was broken last year, which really plagued his performance.
Think about what happened with Tom Brady. You know, he left New England.
Yep.
He won a Super Bowl 2 years before he left, correct? I think that's right. 2 years before he left. And then it kind of felt like it was, like the team was getting older. His trusted, you know, slot receivers were aging out or retiring. It just felt like it had run its course. Not dissimilar to what it feels like in Green Bay. And so going to Tampa reinvigorated him. It was like he had a project. It's like when you're doing your lawn, BT, and it's like, oh, I got this little spot in the backyard. It becomes a project. You become obsessed with it.
I'm a lawn snob. Yeah, not snobby about much. The lawn's got to look good.
But that's how I use that example. If you had this one patch that was all jacked up, like it's been perfect forever.
Oh, yeah.
And then and now you got a new project. It's like, all right, I'm on this.
Well, I mean, I go so far as I get the green spray paint, the grass. Like if it's not perfect, I spray it in a little bit. Then I have to get some seeds.
Cheat it until you get it right.
Yeah, cheat it until the seeds work. No, listen, by the way, too, and Stanley prefaced everything with, and I get it, but this is important. If the Giants shore up the offensive line, if the Giants get Daniel Jones weapons, I'm not saying that they won't, but those are a lot of variables.
My argument is that it's easier to do what the Giants need to do because there's availability and there's guys that are there's a plan B for these guys. There's just as good as, maybe 5% less, you know, perfect. But there's just as good as pieces for the Giants if the quarterback is, and again, making the assumption that Daniel Jones gets re-signed.
Yep.
Whereas with the Jets, signing that quarterback that fills that massive hole, that massive need, is not easy, especially if Aaron Rodgers wants to stay or he's not retiring or whatever. Somebody else wants him. It's going to be really hard.
Let's get Paul on Long Island. What's happening, Paul? How are you?
What's happening, Paul?
Hi, guys. Hey, how
Paul?
Are you?
Good.
BT, yes. I agree with you. Oh, boy, I can't talk here. Hold on a second. I got to move to another area.
You getting pulled over? What's going on, Paul?
Hey, what's the problem? You got the po-po in the mirror?
What you got going on over there, Paulie? What you up to?
Yeah, not much. I'm in a bakery here having something to eat.
Hey, so, nice. What'd you order? A little crumb cake?
Cappuccino. Cappuccino.
Yeah, that's nice. Too fancy cappuccino. For me.
My point with the Jets and the Giants, I think the Giants have an easier task than the Jets, and I'll tell you why.
Let's hear it.
Jets have no offensive line now, do they?
Well, you got a couple pieces. It's better than the Giants.
How many touchdowns in 3 years have they scored?
Not many.
Yeah.
No. So yeah. You think that their line is better than the Giants?
Yes.
The Giants made the playoffs?
Well, it's statistically ranked better. I mean, so if we lean on data, okay. The answer is yes.
Mm. No, I disagree with
well,
you.
Well, data is irrefutable. Stats are irrefutable.
Well, here's the thing, Paul. It depends on what you care about. If you care about interior offensive line, the Jets probably have a little bit of an edge. The Jets do not have that edge over the Giants, especially if Andrew Thomas is a pro bowler and an all-pro. Evan Neal's a rookie, so you got to assume he's going to get better. Where the Jets, I mean, they can address it, obviously, but it's hard to address the tackle situation. We saw this past season for the Jets.
Yeah, here's my other point with that. Beckham, how many professional players have come back to play with the injury that Beckham has sustained now two years in a row?
Wait, yeah, Beckham or Becton? Becton? Becton. Oh, no, you know what? Paul, I'm not even factoring Becton in as a piece of the puzzle. I'm really not. By the way, enjoy that cappuccino, buddy.
Yeah, man. Get a bagel, you know, Danish, something to go with it.
Bialy, most underrated piece of bread out there.
You keep saying the Bialy.
You don't find good Bialys anymore. That's why.
I've never seen one.
What? That's because you're from the sticks.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why.
Southwest Virginia.
Sticks.
Bialy.
The sticks.
What? Who's Ollie?
Bialy. So you know what the Bialys are.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About right?
Bro, I can't believe you never got a Bialy.
I've never had a Bialy.
That's crazy.
Old school. Why don't you bring me in one?
Not nearly as prevalent as they once were.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I mean, I go back to Saturdays growing up, and there was three things on the table on a Saturday morning before practice, no matter what practice it was. Bialys, coffee cake, and crumb cake.
Nice.
Those are the three things every single Saturday.
You went for the Bialy?
I went for all of them, but I went for the Bialy first. Oh, yeah. 877
Before your sister scoffed it off.
She's probably studying somewhere, ignoring me. She had the microscope out when she was like 7 years old. You know, I was playing sports and she was reading. And it shows, actually. let's get Jake on Long Island. Jake, what's cooking, buddy? How are you?
What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, all's Jake. Good, man.
Hey, so I just wanted to make a point. I'm not going to say who's better, who's not. But I think the Giants, you know, the Giants played well. They have the coach, right? Like you said, they have the quarterback. I just think they're missing a little bit of pieces. Now, I think in the draft, they're picking pretty high up. I think they should go try to trade for a wide receiver, try to trade for that number one wide receiver.
I think that's the way to fill that biggest void. It's just easier said than done because the wide receiver's got to want to get out. And then that wide receiver's got to then communicate with his team. So let's just use T. Higgins because Boomer said it, I said it. Let's just assume it's T. Higgins. They win a championship. everybody's going to get paid except for him because he's third on the line, third on the list to get paid. And so the only way that you have an opportunity to get T. Higgins, if he goes to the Bengals and does what Tyreek Hill did and said, I know you can't sign me. I want to go get paid. I've done everything I can do here. Let's start talking and with somebody else. Unless the Bengals say okay,
yeah,
it's hard to do. Yeah. And if I'm the Bengals and I got them for two more years, I'm like, go scratch, dude.
Click.
Exactly.
I agree.
It's easier said than done. I mean, we can talk about it all we want sitting here. But it's easier said than done.
By the way, you can creatively frame, and you don't have to think too hard about this, but you can frame this in a way where I think it's, I used the word irrefutable before with statistics, I think it's fairly irrefutable that the Giants' path is easier based on the state of the conferences. I'm kind of putting that to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about just building the team independently.
Yeah. Just so every weekend, it's like my team has a chance to win because we either are better or we're better suited to win a game on a weekend.
Correct.
Right? That neither team was like that a lot this year.
Yeah, and if you start incorporating, well, you got Mahomes, you got Burrow, you have Herbert, you got Tua if he's healthy, you got this, they got Josh Allen, obviously, then that road is far more complicated for the Jets. Yeah. Nobody's debating that.
Yeah.
But the Giants have a lot of holes. They do. Jake is on Long Island. Jake, well, hold on. I'm sorry about that. That's my fault. Dean Asbury Park. What's up, Dean?
What's up, Dean?
How you doing, DT?
Hey, Dean. Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Appreciate you, man.
But, DT, sometimes you go to La La Land with these Jets.
I've been accused of that on occasion. Go ahead.
Last offseason, you talked about Zach Wilson, how great he was going to be, how hyped up you were about him, and now it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
They got to fill this whole quarterback. I don't think Rodgers is the guy.
Well,
they're a 7-10 team. They don't have much cap space. They got to re-sign some guys. And it's much harder for the Jets. You don't even know if they have the coach.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That is fair.
Yeah, you're making a leap. But hey, by the way, Dean, at least he's not screaming at you today. He's calm today. So let's take this while we can get it.
You know why I'm calm? Because I know Rodgers is coming.
So you think.
Well, so I'm calm.
About that, BT. Mm-hmm. The Mannings have both won Super Bowls more recently than Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
And you talk about how long it's been since the Yankees have went to World Series.
Dean.
2010 for Aaron Rodgers.
Dean. Yeah. Hey, Dean. We're off to a good start today, buddy. Let's not complicate this relationship.
You want him to scream? I mean, come on, Dean.
I mean, I can't scream every day. Jeez. Listen, the bottom line is this. Well, Dean just said, thanks for the call, man. I don't know if Robert Saleh is definitely the guy. I don't know. No, I think it's ridiculous to say that he's not, but I also think it's ridiculous to say definitively that he is. So, yes, there's some questions to be answered for the head coach. The quarterback right now, there's not one on the roster. Of course, I'm not trying to ignore these facts. Jets have a lot of work to do at the most important, most unforgiving position in pro sports, quarterback.
Yeah.
And they failed decade after decade. So maybe I'm suspending the reality, the impending doom of eventually what will, just suffocate us again. And all right, if that's the case, then we'll deal with it. I choose to believe in positivity.
Yeah.
The power of positivity,
so,
Mr. Barber.
So it is championship weekend. So being positive, how soon do you think the Jets, and I'll do the Giants.
Go ahead.
How soon do you think the Jets are playing this weekend, this championship weekend? All things go right. How soon is that happening?
Next season.
So if you get Aaron Rodgers, it's next season for you.
Wow. I mean,
wow.
Isn't that what you're going out to get Aaron Rodgers for?
I mean,
you know what's funny? You point this out, right? Tiki has shown
I'd almost say if everything goes right for the Giants, so Daniel stays and you get whatever, you fill all these holes, it's probably two seasons still.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Next season for the Jets.
Well, I mean
they're that good on paper.
Yeah.
Other than the quarterback.
Yes. They got a top five defense. They got weapons everywhere. Yes. You know, it's funny. You pointed out to me all season, right? All 22 film.
Yes.
All right. I'll jump into it once in a while as well, but you call games, right?
BT's like, Tiki, stop showing me this stuff.
Well, because I'm tired of seeing guys running open in the secondary who are free that Zach Wilson doesn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers sees them.
Yeah.
I mean.
Even if he knows they're going to be open.
Yeah.
Based on what he sees pre-snap.
Yeah.
Like, he knows that this is going to work. Yeah, I mean, maybe you're right.
I mean, listen, Should I just say? Really, what do you want me to say?
You're really in a good mood. Well, I mean, you could have said 3 years.
Okay, but if it's 3 years, then don't get Aaron Rodgers. Because in 3 years, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be bringing him to a Super Bowl.
50 million. The answer, 53 million at last.
I know. I'll worry about that if we ever get so lucky enough to cross that bridge.
I'd be hanging on until I'm
42. Yeah. You ask me, if the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, how long until they're playing in the conference championship weekend?
Next year.
And I said next year. Mm. And if I didn't say next year, then why would you go and get Aaron Rodgers? Mm. Like, it's got to be a 1 or 2 year target.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Tiki and Tierney back on The Fan. You know, listen, T, one thing I think everybody needs to understand, I think on some level it probably seems like this ridiculous conversation we're having.
Mm-hmm.
I just posted on Twitter, which team's closer to the Super Bowl, the Jets or the Giants, right, as currently constructed.
People are like, what the hell are you even talking about?
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, I'm sure some people
crazy
are.
Crazy is.
Maybe. But you know what? It's not that crazy when you go back to just 2 years ago and the Bengals were 4-11. Mm-hmm. The Jaguars were 1-15. The Eagles were 4-11. San Francisco was 6-10. The Colts were 11-5. Think about where they are now.
That's a great
point. Change fast in the NFL.
It really does. And it seems like all of those situations are basically about the quarterback, right? The Eagles, definitely it was the quarterback. Jalen Hurts taking the Indianapolis Colts, absolutely the quarterback. Obviously going the wrong way. The 49ers, let's face it, it's about the quarterback. It's about coaching, really. Kyle Shanahan could realistically win Coach of the Year simply because they haven't lost in almost 3 months. October 23rd. It's been 3 months since they lost, which is crazy to think about. And that's with three quarterbacks. So, I mean, it seems to always be about the quarterback. Brock Purdy, I was just reading about his journey and how he is with Kyle Shanahan. It looks like he might be the dude there going forward. You know, it's just Trey Lance. Sorry, dude. But it really is about the quarterback. If you get that position right, and this is why this conversation is interesting, because it feels like the Giants have Daniel Jones on this path to being a top 10, consistently a top 10 quarterback. Whereas the Jets, there's still a massive question mark. And I know that the Aaron Rodgers conversation is awesome, but you still got to get him. And that's easier said than done.
Yeah, but it's not unrealistic. There's awesome conversations that aren't remotely rooted in, you know, anything that resembles reality.
Yeah.
This is not the case with Aaron Rodgers.
When Vegas starts taking lines on where Aaron Rodgers is going to end up, and the shortest odds are the Jets, you got to start taking it seriously.
Got to start paying attention. 877-337-6666. So it's Tiki and Tierney on this Friday. All right, let's get back to you guys. How about Joe in Rutherford? What's going on, Joe? How are you?
Hey, Tiki, Tierney, how are you?
What's up, dude?
So, hey, Joe.
Listening to you guys talk about the Giants as a Giant fan and looking for that weapon, there's a disgruntled wide receiver in Brandon Cooks in Houston.
That's
you
a good
think
one.
The Giants, potentially, they're both 29.
Yeah.
Both make about the same amount of money. You make a swap of players, and in essence, you don't have to give up assets, and you're not really eating up more salary cap than you would if you kept Galladay.
You know what? I've called Brandon Cooks a couple of times over the last couple of years. I really love that kid. He's not big, so he's like, it doesn't really help you red zone-wise, but that I think he has the NFL record, and not a record because it's a unique, quirky thing, where he has received for over 1,000 yards, I think in four straight seasons on four different teams. It was unreal. I remember looking at the statistics, like, this doesn't make any sense. How do you go somewhere new and just become that guy? And he is disgruntled in Houston. They haven't had a quarterback. But if I'm Houston and I'm going to draft a quarterback this year, likely C.J. Stroud with the second overall pick, Chicago has won. I think I probably need Cooks just because he's a vet and he's someone, you know, a young player can trust to get the ball to, as opposed to just stripping everything down and going young everywhere. That's hard. And I don't even know who the head coach is going to end up being down there, but that's a hard proposition for a young head, a young quarterback.
Yeah, he's had such an interesting, unique career.
Very.
You know, comes up with New Orleans, and you're right. He had back-to-back, but it was three teams.
Three teams, yeah.
So the Saints in 2015, 2016, over 1,000 yards. Then he goes to the Pats. He's there for a year, over 1,000 yards. Then he goes to the Rams.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 yards. Then the next year with the Rams, he missed time. He had less than 600, but then he went to Houston, as we know, and he had over 1,000 yards 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So it's four in five.
But every stop.
With four teams.
With every stop, he turns into the guy.
Highly productive.
With
some undesirable quarterbacks. That
and it got a little ugly because he started bitching about it a little bit last year. I think they sat him down for a game or two.
They told him to get lost for a week or two. They suspended him for sure.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yep. All right.
It's an interesting thought, though.
Yeah, you've liked him. I got you back on that. You've brought him up now for a couple of years with me. Rich is up in Fishkill. Rich, what's happening?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, what up, Rich?
Listen, yo, you got to do me a favor, man. All these people, but some people are calling up to say today not to get Aaron Rodgers if you're a Jets fan of Jets organization. Talking about wagering.
No, man.
Dude. But we got our future last year in our three first-round draft picks. We got high-level running back, high-level wide receiver, a high-level cornerback. All these guys need is for a quarterback to come in and tell these young guys what to do. I'm telling you, man. Anybody that doesn't want Aaron Rodgers here is crazy. And money, who? Just give him $1 million. It's not coming out of your pocket. These guys got billions. I'm one of those guys. What these guys make, man. We keep buying these tickets and these jerseys.
Yep.
No, keep paying for entertainment, dude.
Yeah, right.
Give them 50.
Dude, look, hey, Rich, if you put a
cutting out a little, Rich.
Yeah, you're cutting out. Sorry about that. Up in Fishkill. But if you put a great product on the field, people are coming, man.
Oh, by the way, don't forget those DMs and the tweets that I got about Woody Johnson raising ticket prices.
Oh, that's right.
The floor is 13%. Some place got hit 25, 30%.
Yeah.
So don't tell me Woody doesn't have $60 million flush cash.
You better
make more powder
make
more shampoo.
You better put the product. Good. Exactly. You better put the product on the field. And by the way, you didn't even mention the pass rushers, right? You got an all-pro, first-team all-pro D-tackle. You got young edge rushers. Now, Carl Lawson might end up being a cap casualty. It is what
it is. Whatever.
I may have to restructure John Frankenmyers. But
it's okay.
These dudes are – you got players. You need a quarterback.
I don't
understand. It's just easier said than done, I think.
With most things, there is really, really two sides to almost any conversation in life.
Yeah.
All right? But unless it's something exorbitant, something unrealistic and overly punitive for the Jets' future, I can't listen to anybody tell me they don't want Aaron Rodgers here. I don't get it. Do you enjoy torture? Do you enjoy pain?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy irrelevance?
I mean, you have to.
Honestly.
And if you don't want
Do you enjoy three and outs?
If you want to run it back with somebody who's unproven and Zach Wilson, then guess what? You're going to have the same exact emotional roller coaster that you had last season.
I just have
and that's
to
not
read,
fun.
No, not fun. It's the worst. I just have to read these stats again. The Jets have had three straight seasons in the modern NFL where every rule is made for the offense and every team just about has a quarterback that's decent, all right, or at least has over the past decade. The Jets have had three straight years where their quarterback has failed to throw at least 10, not 20, not 30. Touchdowns.
And what was the other stat about?
The last time a Jets quarterback threw for more than 4,000 yards was back in 1967 with Joe Namath.
It's unreal.
I mean, what in the 1967?
How many times was Joe Namath flinging the rock in a non-modern NFL?
Yeah.
To throw for 4,000 yards. Seriously.
With the antiquated
Joe Namath. Yeah.
I hear you, man. It is utterly distressing that for me to hear Jet fans say, yeah, I don't know if Rodgers. It's Aaron. What are you? It's like turning down a supermodel because she's 41 instead of 29. So what? You make some concessions.
Is she a sugar mama for you? Ooh. You like that big zoo.
I'm here for it. Zoo, how's the social scene going these days, buddy? Anything good?
Hey, we make our moves, baby. Yeah. We don't kiss and tell too much.
Did COVID slow you down? COVID slowed you down.
Oh, it had to.
But I think it slowed everybody down.
Yeah.
That must have been miserable.
That was tough times.
Watched a lot of movies. Relatively, you were still winning, though.
How'd you even get your weed? Like, all kidding aside, how'd you even get your stuff?
I mean, I was in the hospital at the beginning of all of it.
From COVID?
I was sick. They didn't know what it was. Okay.
Oh,
it was before they even got tests, so who knows?
Wow.
Yeah, so I was in there for like a week. So I was out of commission for like when everything was locked down. Yeah. I was like chilling at home, not doing anything.
Did not know
I was still
that.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Glad you pulled through there, big boy.
Oh, yeah. I came right back here and started getting to work then like 2 weeks later.
Attaboy, that's zoo for you. Mike is in Linden. Mike, what's happening, bud? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, all's good, Mike.
Two quick things, one on the Jets and one on the Giants, so I think they should get a receiver who should be available. With the Jets, I just think it's a little hard to judge them of how good they can be just based off of last season. I know they have talent. You see the playmakers, but 5 of the 7 wins came against backup quarterbacks last year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we would have lost every game against those teams, but just going forward, I mean, how good are they really? You keep saying they're top 5 defense.
Well, hold on. Well, here's the thing, Mike. If you had a really viable quarterback, some of those really tight wins that felt like, oh man, they just kind of snuck through, they're winning by 20. You know what I mean?
I'm not taking it away. I'm not saying don't get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But my point is, how can you think they'll be in the conference championship game like just because they do get Aaron Rodgers? You really don't know what the defense. They're not really a top 5 defense to me.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but they do. They're fundamentally sound, right? And I think that's what you care about most is that they're fundamentally sound.
And the one guy I am a New York football fan. The one guy I think the Giants should target and he should be available is DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, Kyler Murray's not going to be healthy the whole year.
Yeah.
He's out of there. Rebuild again.
He's out of
there. I think that'd be a great guy for the Giants.
That's another interesting one. Another vet, you know, just like Brandon Cooks, who someone called before and talked about. Look, you could swing for the fences and try to go get a T. Higgins, right? Or even a Tyler Boyd, who's only a couple years older than T. Higgins. But you got to really convince the Cincinnati Bengals to move off of them. But the DeAndre Hopkins for a team that's rebuilding out in Arizona, new head coach, I mean, whoever that's going to be, Kyler Murray he's got to get his stuff right because he's wasting potential, I think, because he's a good player. He's just, I don't know, something's off.
Seems immature. Yeah, seems a little selfish.
Something's off. So he's likely gone. DeAndre Hopkins is likely gone. Brandon Cooks is no doubt he's out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is why when we talk about this, T. Higgins is the ideal. He's the plan A. But the plan B is not bad, right? If you go get Brandon Cooks, if you go get DeAndre Hopkins, that's not bad. I mean, that's actually great.
Plus, you have guys coming back.
And you have guys coming back. Receivers. And Isaiah Hodgins is going to turn
from health. I mean, from health.
Yes, yes.
Interesting players that I want to get a look at Robinson.
Yep, I 100% agree. I forgot what they did. Sills, they signed to the futures contract or something like that. So they have talent, and then they're going to draft somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are going to get right with the positions that they need pretty quickly because they have cap space. The Jets, I didn't realize this, projected, they're over the cap already.
Yeah, it means nothing.
And then that means nothing because they can restructure, you know, whoever, CJ or whatever. They can do things to get it right, but it's really easy looking from a Giants standpoint. Whereas from a Jets standpoint, it's complicated only because it's hard to go get that quarterback.
It is hard, but if it's Rodgers, then you know somebody like Lawson, somebody like Mosley, a couple of guys on the old line, they might be willing to shave a few million or you know kind of reset the books.
Yeah, it does restructure.
You do that for somebody you think you can win with.
Yep.
You're not doing it for Flacco,
no.
You know, or Zach at this point. You're just not. 877-337-6666. So. It is always darkest before dawn, right? The Giants fought their way out of the hellhole they were in for a long time. You know, and man, we really thought the Jets were going to find a way to just punch their way out of it as well. And they stumbled at the end. But that shouldn't obscure a lot of the good. And what you and I are doing today, we're uplifting you. We are showing you the direction to the promised land. I think what we debate is which way is quicker, all right? What's the more effective way for the Jets? Or for the Giants. And there's really a lot to debate there. It's interesting. 877-337-6666. We'll get into conference championship Sunday, obviously. Also next hour, Julius Randle has been phenomenal. And I've got everywhere I turn at the station, trade him, trade him, trade him. It's what I'm hearing everywhere. You're nuts. And I'll tell you why later on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.